Listen to this a minute.
Say, how can I can't be believed? Harry, you hear what I'm saying? I can't be believed. I'm an interested party. So if for a cousin I'm an interested party, for myself I'm not an interested party. So how can I be believed for myself? To whom am I closer? To my cousin or to myself? To myself, so it's Odin Kolodlatsna, it's a simple principle. So if you Odin Kolodlatsna, a man is related to himself, so he can't be believed. So there I'm not believed. To say that I killed somebody and going up with another witness, I'm not believed. To say that David owes me money, I'm not believed. But to say that I owe David money, that I am believed. Isn't it? Because you follow.
Yes.
So, what's it about? It's a difficult thing. Yes.
It doesn't have something to do with the principle of you're allowed to go into somebody else's property if you're improving something, but you're not allowed to go into the store. I forget the
almost. It's something. It's almost like that. Almost. Yes. Harry.
See, the son of the third is. Would you be believed if you were to say that your cousin owed David $1,000?
No, because I'm related to him. I'm related to him. I can't say. I'm in the recent body. I can't say.
If David claims that you owe him $10,000 and you admit to $1,000,
that's a different story altogether.
There's a different case here. The difference is when you're saying you want him. That when someone says, I murdered somebody, what's going to happen is we're going to impose a punishment. And that we cannot do. That we need 18. But when you're...
He says, I'm one witness. Get another witness. He's another witness. So he says,
someone cannot be an aid against themselves. But
yes,
in
right.
a situation...
But how can I be an aid against myself and say that I owe... David $1,000.
It's the result of that action is not going to be a punishment. It's going to be carrying out of something that you're hired for.
I must tell you, to me, $1,000 is a punishment and a really great punishment.
Well, perhaps in our field as well, but I think there's a difference,
and you should have been able to catch the difference. If I say I owe David $1,000,
so you're not
but
saying there's an avera.
I'm making a new yeshivus. I'm taking upon myself to give him $1,000. Surely that was going to stop me. I'm making a new yeshivus. I'm creating an. You want to go to? Well, I think you better get it. I'll be come straight in.
Is that right?
He's fine. Yes. All right. Anyway, I'll take it on with you. We're just going to see a show about this year doesn't come into it.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't know what they said.
I think that they definitely want you to see this.
Bring your chair
for 20 minutes. Now, we come to the Rashi, please, gentlemen. The Rashi's rather important. If a person says Pesach Petzuach Mitzvah, he says Rashi, the time is Domim Eino, and there is no claim with regard to Domim, to the blood. Kegon Shehu Mimishpachas Dulkati Shehem Behem Dam Suli, as I explained to you, that she is. Did I say who? Kegon. I'm sorry. Kegon Shehi. For example, she is from the family of Dulkati, you haven't got any Dambasuli. Kid left, yes.
Is that a proper name,
Dulkati? Dulkati is a proper name. Kegon, as.
Kegon.
For example, Kegon. For example, or as. Oh, Shene Evdo Mimenu The mapo has been lost from him. It's not available. The sheet is not available. The lo yeda im hoyo dam im lav. And he does not know whether there was dam or there was not any dam. Abul zems bruro lo. But this is clear to him. Bruro, clear, Mishnah bruro. Abul zems bruro lo. But this is clear to him. She Pesach Pesuach Motzo. He found the Pesach Motzoach, the Pesuach. That's how I found Pesach Motzoach. Rabbi also says, Ne'emon Ba'usro Olof. He is believed to prohibit her upon himself. Says Rashi, the Afal Pisha Eina Devaraze Yochel His Barer Elo Alpim. Although this matter cannot be clarified excepting through his mouth. In other words, the only evidence we've got is what he says. There's nothing else. Says Rashi, nevertheless, Legabi Nafshei, vis-a-vis himself, with regard to himself, Havi Mehenim, he is believed, Yeshav Yor, to make her alay upon him Chaticho de Isuro, a piece of that is forbidden. Let us say a piece of forbidden meat. Avo lahapsido kisuboso lo mehemen, but to make her lose her kisuba, that he is not believed. So now this is the principle. Shavyo Aleicha Ticho Di Isura. And now let me try and explain to you what we learn Shavyo Aleicha Ticho Di Isura. How does this work? We've got a law from the Torah already, which we call a law of neder. Now please be very clear between the difference of between Shavua and neder. A Shavua is, what do you call a Shavua, you mean? An oath. What do you call a neder? A vow. In English I don't know what the difference is between an oath and a vow, but
that's the last one.
No, I think an oath is something that's much less specific.
Well, anyway, in Halacha it doesn't work that way at all, yes? Shavua is on the person. I make a shavua that I'm not going to smoke. So that is a shavua, that's an oath. A neder is on the chafetz, on the thing it's objective. All tobacco is forbidden to me. You follow? So I make tobacco forbidden to me. Two different things. So a shvur is what we call an isur gavro. It's a prohibition on the person. The neder is an isur chefzo. It's on the chefetz, on the thing itself. That is neder.
What is that? Isur?
Chefzo.
How do you
call
that?
Ches, peri, savi, alef.
And what about then? Where would
Cherem
come in here?
Cherem is pretty much like Neder. It's on the Chet.
The only three, they are listed each separately.
But that falls under Cherem, falls under Neder. Anyway, Mosul falls under Neder. These things fall under Neder. Now, so what is Neder? I can say all tobacco is forbidden to me. I make it. That is a neder. Another form of neder. Another form of neder. I can say, I can go to an animal and I can say, Hare olai korban. This animal is a korban for me. I'm going to bring it as a korban. I'm going to bring it as an olah. I'm going to bring it. As soon as I say Harei olai elo, this is an elo, this animal is an elo, it begets a din of kedusha on it, and I'm not allowed to use it for anything else. To such an extent that I can't take on, I've got a little suitcase that I bring to Los Angeles. I'm not, and this animal is walking next to me. To make it lighter for you, I'm not allowed to take the suitcase and just put it on his back and hold it on his back. Serious matter. I'm using something that's Kodesh. I'm not allowed to do it. You understand? And what made it Kodesh? What made it Kodesh? Harei Olai Korban. These three words. Harei Olai Olo. These three words. I'm already involved in three of these masechtos. I'm already involved. You see what it's all about. Three words I said. So my speech made this forbidden to me. Do you follow? No. And it's forbidden to everybody else. That is if I make it a korban. It gets a din kedusha. If I make a neder and I say, oh, tobacco is forbidden to me. Forbidden to me, but nobody else. Right? Forbidden to me. I furthermore have got the right to say that I can make something forbidden. I can say I make all my food forbidden to my enemy. My enemy is not allowed to have any benefit from my food. I can do that. I can't say that I make all Michael Medved's food forbidden to my enemy. I'm not a balabosa of Michael Medved's food. That I can't do. But my own I can do. It's wrong to do it, but I can do it. And as soon as I do it, that person is not allowed to touch it. And if he has any hanor from mine, he transgresses. Because
he touches it, transgresses.
The person who tastes it transgresses it because I've said he cannot have any benefit. My food is prohibited to him. My food? That I can do, that's murder. I can say to myself, I'm not going to eat any more chocolates. All chocolates forbidden to me. It becomes a neder. It's a neder. Shavio aleicha ticho di suro is mitam neder. It's like a neder. That's the way it works. A person is allowed to say in a piece of meat, he's allowed to say, this piece of meat is forbidden to me. It's a neder on him. Can't touch it. Finished. A person is allowed to say, so this is what Rabbi Rosa says. He can say, this woman is forbidden to me. That's what he says. He says, Pesach posuach motzosi. So how does it, why should he be believed? Says Rashi, he is believed only because he has made it forbidden to him. And what is the working of it? The working of it is on the principle of neder. That's the way we can understand it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's like a neder, but it's not actually
a neder. It's mitam neder. The working is it goes through the principles of neder.
So then, are you saying that she's forbidden for rice of them?
She's forbidden for years. Oh, yes, very much so. Midoraisa. It's mitam neder.
The circumstance is permanent. There can be no proof.
You ask me another question. You ask, in the case of a neder, if he goes to a chochem and he wants the chochem to release him from his neder, if the chochem can find a pesach to it, a pesach, an opening that he can release him from the neder, then he can do it. If he would have said, for example, he would have said at the time that I really thought so, but now I know it's not so, and it's I'm certain now that you didn't do it, and I want to release myself, it could be released from it. But the issue to him is because it's a neighbor. So the issue to him is not because she has an association with another man. And once a woman has been unfaithful to her husband, she's forbidden to him. That's not the reason that she's forbidden to him. Says why she, the reason is for she's forbidden to him is only because Shabu Alecha Tichadi Yisuro. So the reason is because of neder. It's not because of Tumor, yes. You're going to get the idea of Tumor very soon.
Yes. About the permanence of this, he says here that because of his declaration, we don't touch her rights under the ketubah.
That's true.
The rights of the ketubah there are three, right? The suta, zohar suta, onata.
Yes, and
the
what he means here, ketubah, is what is due to her. As a settlement, that's all it means. It's the settlement, that she can't get the settlement.
I see, but the other...
That falls away, because he's made the Chav Yalecha Tichad Yisuro.
But what about the Sut Mazon, that he's still entitled? Right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, as long as that he's got to give her, yes, all that until he divorces her. Mm-hmm. And if he divorces her, he's got to give her the settlement.
That's all national.
Yes.
She's an adulteress,
so
what is this business about her
rights? But we haven't got any proof that she's
an adulteress.
The only thing is his word. His word. So what is his word? I say his word. That's all we've got. So we say he's not believed. He's not believed that she's an adulteress. That is not believed. He's only believed as a neighbor. He makes her a suitor to him. So she is not permitted to marry, not because she has an association with another man. That's not the reason. But because he makes her a chaticha de yisuro. That's the way Rashi learns. Only way that I can understand Rashi.
He is depriving her then of her conjugal rights in the meantime.
That he can do. You're prohibited to me. That I can do. A man has got the right, if he's got an employee, a man has got the right to say, you're not allowed to have any benefit of mine. Anything that I have, you can't have any benefit from it. So then he's got to let him go, and he can't work for him. Means he can't pay him, he can say it. He deprives him, but he can say that. It's not a nice thing to do.
Maybe in breach of a contract, though.
That means he's got to pay him out. He's got to pay him out for the contract. But this is murder. I can take something and I can say, this is prohibited to me. Can't drink it. I can do it. And then this is a murder I'm not allowed to do.
Yes, but that's very explicit.
Yes.
The matter, it seems to me, should be treated in a very careful way. It should be very explicit. I have made a vow in this fashion. He has not done that. It's extrapolated from a statement that he makes. And this, to me, isn't quite the same thing. It's a matter.
You're absolutely, you say it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I didn't say it was a letter. I think it was me, Tom later. The approach is the approach of murder. For example, if I want lighter, I do it with electricity. Is it got the light in it? I can use electricity to get my shaver to work. You follow? So, there's no light in the And here is there, but it's the same principle which works. That is, that a person has got the right to do to make her a suitor to him. Well, we've still got difficulties with that. We've still got difficulties with that. But at least it comes a little bit nearer to understanding it. We've got to know a little bit more about the Gemara and the Rashi and the Tosfos before we get it still better. But at least we are going towards something. That is Shavdo Aleicha Ticho de Yisura. To him she makes this to him a piece of that which is forbidden. That's what he does. He makes it, that's the workings of it. What workings do we use for it? We use the workings of murder. You're quite right that it's not murder in the ordinary sense of the word, because murder has got to be divided between four. Sorry, he's got to say the language of murder. You're absolutely right. But the approach is the approaches of murder. The workings, it works on the basis of murder.
What is the person rather than an object? I mean, a woman is a person and not a person. No, it's subjective and objective. This is objective. It's on her. It's not on him. It's on her. It's objective. It's not subjective. It's objective. Yes. What's the shorish of Shavya?
The shorish. It's an Aramaic shorish. Shin Vov Yud Shavi. It's the same as the Hebrew Sam. Sin Mem, which is an iron Vov verb. Really, Sin Vov Mem. It's the same that's the same type of verb, and the root of it in Aramaic is Shin Vov or Shin Vov Yud Shavi. To place her, like the Hebrew word self. All right, this is the third in the Rashi. The asks the Gemara, but I mitra anei, and why should we say that she is asura to him? A feel in a hemless lady, never known. Even if he is believed that she had an association.
Are you reading the Gemara or the Rashi?
The Rashi, I'm all on the Rashi. There's a long, long piece of Rashi that we've got to go through.
Are we on the Amai?
The Amai, yes.
Fine.
Got it?
Rabbi,
yes. I've been asked to do the piece of Rashi again of Ne'emon da Israelov. He is believed.
The Amai asks the Gemara,
why should she be forbidden to him, prohibited to him? Even if he is believed that she has an association with another man, so fake tachtov. It's a so fake whether it was while she was under him. That is, Mishan is also Zinso. That she was Menzane, she had another man. Since the Eirusin, since the Kedushin, Sofik ain't Tachtov. Elo Kedushin is also Zinso. That she had an association before the Eirusin, before the Nisuin, in which case she is permitted. And even if you will say that it is after the Nisuin, Sofik the Ones, it might have been that she was forced. The Anuso and the woman who has been forced. Sharia Ba'eshes Israel is permitted to her husband in the case of a wife of Israel with a husband in Israel. Kidil Kamon, as we explained further on, Mibahi Loni Sposo, and she wasn't forced, then she becomes prohibited to her husband. But if she was forced, she is permitted to her husband.
Not in the Torah?
This is in the Torah.
So why does Rashi quote from Gemara?
Because the Gemara learns it out from the Torah, the words for he made sposo. We can understand it from the Torah. The Torah doesn't say that a woman who was forced is permitted to her husband. It says the healer and she wasn't forced. And it assumes that she's with her husband, so we can understand it from there. But it's not quite so. It's implicit, it's not explicit.
Is it fairly cautious in the Torah?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It's not. Okay.
It's not, yes. The Ashes Karein, the artist of the Gemara, is speaking with his only one sophic. For example, the Ashes Karein, she wrote, always also know. In which, in where even where she is forced, she is prohibited. Hilkoch, therefore, had sofek, with only one sofek, whether it was tachtov or not tachtov. Or we can say, speaking about the ancient Israel, where she is pechusim and thus gimeshonim, she is less than 3 years old in a day, the ach shov he gedolah, that is the important thing that you've got to know. But now she is a Gedolo. Now it doesn't mean that now she's 12 years old, because if now she was 12 years old, there'd only be one Sophic. Sophic. So now she is a Gedolo. If she wasn't a Gedolo, there, if she was a Gedolo, then if she wasn't a Gedolo, there wouldn't even be one Sophic. There would be no Sophic at all. He would have said it would have been, it had to be under him, and it had to be the oldest. But he says, now she is 15 years old, although her father received Kedushin for her when she was less than 3. But now she is 15. Upi to your pitui. And now that she is 15, at this stage, her seduction is a seduction. It's perotza. The Eimer Eimes, and it's not false. Hilkoch, therefore, Chad Sofek Iko. There is only one Sofek. What is the Sofek? Sofek Eimes, Sofek Rotzen. Whether it was the association was the Eimes or the Rotzen. Are the Sofek Tachtov, Sofek Ein Tachtov Leko? But we can't say it's a Sofek whether it happened before or it happened afterwards. Because either if it would have happened before, the Vesuvim would have blown back again. So it could only have happened after Kiddushin. That's all. So our only Sofek is, it was definitely Tachtov, whether it was Omes or whether it was Rotsa. She'enu nivel lo kodim lachem, because there was no beer before. She'enu nivel lo kodim lachem, because had she been, had an association before, how you the Sulim Chosrim? Her Vesuvim would go back again. Kidisman the Maseches Nido, as we learned in Masechta Nido, Pochus Mikan, less than 3 years of age, can no same etzba ba'ayin. It's as if he puts a finger into his eye, a person puts a finger into his eye, Shehadimo Yotzeis, it tears, the tears come out, the Chosrim, and then the tears come back again. That is, tomorrow if he puts his finger in his eye, doesn't mean to say that no tears will come out, that all the tears went out already. Tomorrow tears come out again. So it's the same, that is the comparison that he gives, and he says the same is with the, if she has an association before she's 3 years old, then the Suleo Chosrim.
Can a Kohen marry a woman who had an association with a man before she was 3? In other words, did the Sulim go back?
He could have an association, he could marry a woman who had an association with a man even if she was after 3, even if she was after 12, even if she was after 15, he could, as long as it's not a girl. If she had, if he was a boy, then that woman can't marry a Kohen.
How about Kohen Gordon?
Of course not.
Kohen Gordon has
got to marry a Pesula.
Oh,
in that case, not sure.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
If a Kohen Gadol has got to marry a Besula,
yes.
what is the position
if she had an association, then she was less than 3 years old in the day, and the Basula Chosri, Basulera Chosri.
Oh, I see. And now we discovered after the wedding.
It were, let's say, even before the wedding, the Kohen wants to marry her, and the Kohen calls her, but he's got to marry only a Basula. There might be in the Pasuk, there might be something to excuse it. I'm not sure about that. All right. Anyway, it doesn't affect the this Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Michael Marshall and Tanino. Ask the Gemara, what is the great Chiddush of Rabbeinu? Also, we've already learned it. The Rashi all learns it on the principle of Shavio Aleicha Ticho de Yisuro. And I want to give clear Rashi, because if we understand the Rashi, then I'm going to go afterwards on to show you how another Rishon learns it for another reason. But this is Rashi's reason. Michael, have you got it?
I think so. I do, yes.
Any of you got it? Yes.
What is the word Tanina?
We've learned it. Michael Marshall, one of the teachers. Tanina, we've already learned it. We've already...
Is Tanina in any way different from Tanan?
I think Tanina is I have already learned it. Tanan is we have already learned it. Tanin is already, I have already lived, I think so, I'm not sure.
Is there any connection with the words to the Mishnah or Brisa?
This is a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Kiddushi.
Sometimes the word Tanan or Tanya...
Tanya is a Brisa. Tanina, I think, is only a Mishnah, but this is a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah, yes. So he says, we lived in the Mishnah, she order lemon al atma, a person is believed on himself, to make forbidden to him that which is permitted or pinched by his mouth alone. This is what makes me learn the Rashi mitam neder. Can you see the words of Rashi? What does Rabbi Eliezer teach us? We've already learned it. What have we learned? That a man is believed on himself, only for himself is believed, to forbid something that is permitted, and he just by his mouth, but in actual fact it is permitted. I've got another difficulty here, but we don't have to discuss the difficulty. Now I want you first to understand the Gemara better before we discuss the difficulty. Who also becurves sale, if he says, Ki dashtich, I was mekadesh you, he is prohibited to her relatives. What are her relatives? He gives you an example, three relatives, the Imo, and now he wants to marry her mother. Hey, you can't. Uvito or her daughter, you can't. Vachelso or her sister. These are her rivals, he's not allowed to marry them. The Shavino Anafshechatichodisura, because he put them upon himself as a forbidden piece of meat, the same thing. He said, this is forbidden to me. That's what he does. That's the way Rashi learns. The he Mutir is declared, but she is permitted to his relative Shahare Aino Mondo Bekidushin, because she doesn't accede to what he says about Kiddushin. She doesn't agree with it. And in the Kiddushin we explain it, but only Kidashtio, when he says, I was Makadesha before Aidim, in front of witnesses. That's what he says. The whole Kulahim in Medina Sayyam, and the witnesses have disappeared. They're going to Medina Sayyam, they might have died. The witnesses aren't available. Medina is a province, Hayom of the sea, means overseas. The Rabbi says that the Gemara, no, it's still a Kiddush. The Kiddush is that in the case of the Kiddush in the Rabbi, King Meshikicho, there he is absolutely certain, according to, I'm certain that I was the Kaddisha. But in the case of Rabbi Eliezer, Amar, I would say, because he himself was never married. The Amar Boki, and he is not an expert, He imagines, he thinks that it was a Kosovo. He thinks, she wants a piece of Pesuach, that he found the piece of Pesuach. The Eina came in, it's not so. The Lote also, and therefore she should not be prohibited to him. Komash Levi lets us know that she is prohibited to him. Just repeat this first, Israel, and then you'd ask, just remember what you want to ask me. Avarocha from Yasselet? Avarocha from there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Did you ask me, sir? Did you ask me to repeat it?
Yes. Do you have a question?
No, from further up, from just before
Avraham.
Zebediah, the Bavai Kimlai. From the Bavai Kimlai.
And translating
the Morash. The Bavai, because it, the Bavai, it is sure, Kimlai, it is established with him. Shekicho, that he was Mekadisha, Avraham, that here, that is in Rabbi Ozer's case, a place of Pesuah. Amor, I would say, mitoch, since sheponui hoyo, he was a ponui. A ponui means a bachelor. Well, more than a bachelor. Yes, a bachelor. He was never married. But amor boki, and he's not experienced, may come who the lokin lay. The certainty is not a certainty. That is, may come who, that it is established, the Lokin lay, may come who, it's established, the Lokin lay, that it's not established. Kosovo, he thinks, she knows the place of Pesuach, that he found the place of Pesuach, that ain't a thing, but it's not so. The Lote also, and therefore she should not be forbidden to him. Also, Chiddush is that even in a case like this, when it's he thinks it's a case of Matsua, nevertheless we take it and she becomes prohibited to him under these circumstances. Asks Avipon, yes, that's as far as we go. So, what do you want to ask me?
When you say that the Gemara held that he was sure. That the person was sure that it was a Pesach Pesuach. He's saying now, Eima Hachi.
Yes.
Abu Hachi, that Reb Lazar says the whole reason of Reb Lazar is because maybe he isn't sure.
He was that, that you can say that the other meaning of the motto was that he's sure.
Because according to Rav, Rashi says, Shein Hadar Zer Yachul Yazdar, Allah.
I think.
Our first brewer alone has a Pesuach.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Is clear. But even afterwards, even according to the scholar of the Gemara, he says, look here, to me this is clear. But we say it's clear to you that there's a reservation with us. So Rabbi Ozer's Chiddush is that a reservation with us still doesn't prevent Shavyo Alecha Ticho B'Yisuro. Even we can have a reservation. But if there is no reservation with him, she becomes a surah to him. So I'm just getting the thing just nearer to understanding it. You got the idea. Michael?
I don't think so.
What is it that you don't understand? Shavya Alecha Ticha B'Yisuro?
Shavya Alecha Ticha B'Yisuro.
The Tzura, you don't understand.
I think I do, yes.
Then what is it that you don't understand?
I think I'm not even the level right now where I'm confused. I think I'm perplexed. There's perplexed a higher level.
It's the higher level, yes.
But I'm sorry.
Just a minute. Just a minute, yes.
Let me just try it again. I mean,
okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. Just let me I purposely saw to it that I went over the Gemara at least twice before I touched the Rashi.
The Gemara, I think I understand.
Well, that's all I want you to understand for the time.
Oh, fine. I think I understand.
That's all. If you can understand the Gemara, that's all I want you to understand for the time being. The Rashi you've got, Kaviyala Satisa, the Isuli you've got,
Yes,
if you don't know all the Rashi, I'm not worried about that. That you'll get when you do the Chavrusa, that you'll get. Harry?
Very
candidly,
the
Gemara,
I don't understand. After,
but
Mahu
the same. Yeah, Mahu the same.
That's what I don't understand.
You don't understand. We ask a question. We say, what does Rabbi Elazar tell us? We can learn that from the Mishnah. So what does he tell us? We know that. So the Gemara says, Mahu the same, I might have thought that in the case of the Kiddushin, he's certain about it. Have we got any reservation as to his certainty? When he says, I was Mekadesh you, on that and that day, in front of those witnesses, I was Mekadesh you. Have we got any reservation in our mind that he is certain in his own mind?
No.
When he says, then we say, it works. Shabbi alayhi fatihah in Yisura works. When he says, Pesach posuach motosi, have we got any reservation in our minds about his being sure that it is so?
Yes.
So therefore it's possible that there I would say he's not believed. Mm-hmm. So that is the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar, he says he's still believed, which we would not have known from the Mishnah. We would, from the Mishnah we would have said that if there is the slightest, that we have got a reservation, that with him there is the slightest reservation, he can't do it. Rabbi Elazar says he can do
that.
That is his Kiddush.
In
the Gemara,
yes.
Answers the Gemara, Mahu the same, or I might have said, wholesome there in the case of the Kiddushi, the body Kimlei, that it's certain, Kimlei, it's established within, it's certain.
What's the body?
The Vada'i, it's definite, it's certain. The Vada'i, it's certain with us, Kimlei, that he knows, that he establishes it, that it is so. There he is believed. Are the Rokh of that here in the case of Pesach Pesuach, may come who? He's certain, may come who? It is certain, it's certain to us. There's no Kimlei. That it is not altogether established with him. So I would say that he can't do it. Komashvlone, let us know that he can do it. It becomes very cumbersome if we translate it literally, you see. Philip?
I'm wondering, isn't the Chiddush rather, instead of that he's believed, instead, not that he's believed, but rather he's capable of rendering something uncertain.
Right, you've got something there. He's capable of rendering, it's a very clear, he's capable of rendering her as a suitor to him. Very good. Then the question is, why does he use the word Ne'emon? Seems to come in there, Ne'emon. That we've got to work out. You see, I can give you already an answer to that. We've got to work it out more carefully, but I can give you an answer to that already. He is not saying, as he does in Nerda, and this was the David Cohen's point, he's not saying, as he does in Nerda, this is Asura to me. He's not saying that. When he says, this is Asura to me, he doesn't say, it's possible that this is contaminated water, and therefore it's Asura. He doesn't say that. I said, this is a suitor to me, that's a letter. Here he says, Pesach for Suach Motsosi. He wants to make a suitor, he says, Pesach for Suach Motsosi. If it would not be, if there would be a sex faker, there's no question, it's all right. So here he's making here a suitor to him, because he believes that it is like that. So it's not the same as murder, you're quite right. It's only the gisha, the approach of it is mitam murder. That's the workings of it, that he puts a isur on the chetes, on the object, in which case it is the woman, he puts an isur. Why? Because of a circumstance. In the letter he doesn't make any circumstance. Yeah, he makes a circumstance. But you're quite right. He makes a circumstance, and that's part of the difficulty that I've got here. But I'll work out that difficulty for you. Just one round, just one. Yes, Bob?
Can a person make a neighbor or forbid themselves to something that they're obligated to do? The only example I can think of is, say, I have this agricultural crop. I make a netter that I don't have to give mice.
No. You can't be a mouse that can make a mouse because of the tail that you
play. Isn't this man, doesn't he have a chiyuv to have a relationship? Doesn't he have certain obligations with his wife? How can he say she's usher to me unless he has proof?
No, because he has also the same issue that he's not allowed to live with her if an association did take place.
He
has the same obligation.
But he doesn't know.
Yes, but he says, since I've got the sopek, then I don't want to enter into the sopek. Then I don't want to. Do you follow? It's true. It's true that he says that this is what he believes. It's like saying, I see a piece
it
of meat.
It seems too easy for him to do
that. You're right. There are difficulties here, but you get it. Let me give you an example of how it's working here. Let us say, I find a piece of meat. Selling Fairfax. There are in Fairfax 25 butcheries, 24 of glut pressure, 1 is glut safe. They all do the same amount of business. I find a piece of meat. Does it come from the code? What are the chances?
It comes from kosher.
Alpi din. I can take it to kosher. If I was certain it came from Bistromsky's, of course I would take it. No question. But it might be there is a 1 in 25 chance that it comes through. I say, in that case, I don't want to eat it. I'll be dinamay.
For yourself, you want to eat it.
I say, I can make this also for me. I don't want to. I can make it a chaticho di isuro. But how am I making it a chaticho di isuro? I'm making it a chaticha b'yisura. If it was, I knew from which butcher job it came, I wouldn't make it a chaticha b'yisura. But because there's one chance in 25 that it might be alpidin, I'm allowed to eat it. I'll make it a chaticha b'yisura. But if, let us say, I say, now, if it's possible that it comes from 25, and then two witnesses come in and tell me, oh, look here, don't worry, we got it from Bestomsky, we got it. This piece of meat is from Bestomsky. Oh, then it's fine, then I'm satisfied. But even if there's one chance in 25 that it's not, I'm not satisfied, I can make it a chaticha di suro. I can make it a chaticha di suro, even if it's kosher meat, I can make it a chaticha di suro. That would be murder. But I'm not going that way. I'm saying because I've got a doubt, that's why I'm making it. So what would happen if afterwards it was misbarred? After I said I'm not eating it, it was misbarred that it came from the Stomskis. Well, finished, then it's all right. I don't have to go to a chokhov for it. I'm just trying to get it a little bit clearer to you. Is it getting a little bit clearer?
My difficulty here is that with this woman that he's offering himself,
yes,
he has certain obligations to her.
Well,
then there's no obligations to eat that particular piece of meat.
That's
the person,
right,
reserves the person can always make the machmir, have a chumra on themselves.
Yes.
But with this woman, there's certain obligations which he is negating,
yes,
by doing this, and it seems too easy for him to do.
Yes,
this.
Well, you let a person can do it even with his wife. He can say that, yeah, she can say, "And I want again." That she can do. She can say, "I want again," and he gets her, and she gets it immediately. She can, and she could do the reverse too. My husband is offered to me. She makes it out. I don't know. I've got to give you a gift.
But he says no for something.
Well, if he hears it any other day, it's not so easy.
Yeah. Wouldn't he be making it nether by saying the breath of Kedushin?
That's that she's forbidden to any other man. He puts a yisus on her. And for himself.
She's not in a royal, is she?
Not to him.
But will Allah to make a vow that says we can't drink wine, and are we supposed to have wine on Friday night?
So you don't have wine on Friday night, you have to break Kiddush over Challah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
There's something that comes into my mind and came to my, brought to my mind by Rashi. We know from the very beginning that he comes up to Tanat Turin. He's not coming into the court because he wants merely to put an Isur on himself and then continue to support this woman for the rest of his life. What he wants is that when he's coming in, he's already at, what's in his mind when he comes in is not an Isur on himself, but an annulment of the marriage. And Rashi is already saying that they're blocking this from him, an immediate annulment of the marriage.
He's going to take an annulment of marriage, yeah.
Or taking away he's going to attack her. He's apparently trying to attack the ketubah, and what Rashi is saying that he can't attack the ketubah. But Bakasha, make an issue on yourself. But you can't attack the ketubah, and what the hint here, that this is in a way to discourage people from coming in and making false
It's not that at all. You see, he's got two ways of doing it. The way the Mishnah discusses it is a different way. And Rashi discusses it here in the Mishnah. This is a different thing. In the Mishnah he comes for quite a different reason. In the Mishnah he comes in order to be with Bali in the thing. We want to be... he comes to Mishnah, he says, I don't know what to do. I can't say the pursuer. Is she permitted or is she not permitted to be? He asks the question. He comes as a shayla. That is what we want him to do. In Davina Oz's case, he doesn't come to ask a shayla, is my wife permitted to me? He says, Pesach Pesuach Motzasi. I stand the Pesach Pesuach. He doesn't come to ask a shayla, he says, this is the case. If we say, well, look here, she is a sex faker, she's permitted to you, right? But he says, Pesach Pesuach Motzasi.
That's an incomplete statement. It's the statement of fact
that
does not in any way
explicate
what it is he wants. And that's where the dilemma
is.
Yes,
I had difficulty with Nader.
Rav Yom Kodovich, you're not right. Because when he says, Pesach Porsuach Motsosi, there's a consequence to that. It's not that I'm coming in and I'm saying it's dark outside. Of course there's a consequence to it.
There is a consequence.
If it's an Ashes Kohen, if he's a Kohen, there's a consequence. Once he says, Pesach Porsuach Motsosi, once he says that, and if it is correct, he's not allowed to live with her.
So when he comes in and asks a question?
Oh no. If he comes in, once he's making here a statement, Pesach Porsuach Motsosi. He doesn't allow of anything if he says, I'm just telling you that I found that Pesach Porsuach. This is the fact. So what is it? So what is it that you want? I'm not allowed to live with her. Now that's the consequence. That's what he says.
Well, I think that's
to
be determined by the
Vaishnav. No, he doesn't say that. He says, Pesach Porsuach Motsosi. We say to you, but you've got a sex faculty, what does that mean? And you say, oh, it's all right. But he says, Pesach Porsuach Motsosi, I'm a Kohen. That means that there's only one dove. Was it Taktov or was it Lav Taktov? That's what he says. So what must I do? I can't live with her. That's what he says to the Bezdin. You follow that, otherwise the whole thing won't work.
Okay.
That's what he says.
Yes.
Michael, are you getting it a little bit clearer?
Yes, okay. Thank you. The fact that's bothering me is that the verb la osra is the subject of the verb the husband or the Bezdin.
No.
Which
he. Now I've got to get you onto the Tosfos. The Tosfos we are doing is Lo Tzricho, the second Tosfos on the page, the ancient Tosfos. I just want to explain to you that the first Tosfos is not a Pshat Tosfos. The second Tosfos on the page, about the middle of the page, Lo Tzricho Ba'eshes Kohen. Lo Tzricho Ba'eshes Kohen. The first Tosfos on the page is a long Tosfos bringing in all other Gemaras, but it doesn't help you to understand what is the Gemara any more than we do. So I'm not going to do that Tosfos. It speaks about the Mishpata to Kati and what is the Pshat and the Rach learns differently, learns that Mishpata to Kati has got down the Sulim but hasn't got the Pesach, hasn't got the Hymen. I don't want to bring you into that because it doesn't clarify your Gemara. I want to do that which clarifies the Gemara. I'm sorry, Phil, you had done that before.
I just want to ask one short question, Rabbi.
Yes.
He brings the Yasser on himself by his own word.
Yes.
What difference does it make whether we believe him or not?
It makes the difference only, that is what I was trying to explain to you with this piece of meat, the 25 butcher shops. And there's one chance in 25. And I say, therefore, I'm not going to eat this piece of meat. Because with one, Al-Pidin, I can eat it.
Yes.
But there's one chance in 25 that I'm not going to eat this piece of meat. Right. Then somebody comes in and says, what's this piece of meat in here?
Yeah.
I said, no, I went in the years and we two of us went in the corner from it. Oh, then I say, then I'm going to eat it. So the reason I wasn't going to eat this meat is only because there was one chance in 25 seconds, but once that has been removed, it's all right. So it doesn't make a difference. If it would be proved to him that it happened tachto, for example, if two witnesses would have come to him and two women would have come and they would have said, look here, we know exactly when it happened. It happened before marriage. We know that. And we are absolutely certain that from the time of Kedushi nothing happened. But we are absolutely certain. In that case, fine. In that case, there's no Easter. the only reason he's doing it is there is a doubt in my mind if she might be prohibited to him. To me, then I don't want this. So I'm not going to live with her if there is a possibility that it's a doubt that I'm not going to live with. That is the way it works. Now, let us get onto the Tosfos a little bit, and then there are a couple of things I've got to explain to you in this Tosfos. Now, so we are speaking of the case of Eishes Kelim. Now, Tosfos is going to ask a question on Eishes Kelim. You remember that the Gemara works it out now, that Eishes Kelim is only one sophist. The only topic is whether tachto or lach tachto. Because if it is tachto and it is ba'oneis, she's also forbidden to it. The whole thing is, did it happen before kiddushin or after kiddushin? The intelman asks Tosfos, the nukmo askes koso shehi kesheira likahuna. He said, even with that one topic, she should also be permitted to him. Now, this is the reasoning of it. Here we learn with Chazaka, and I've already discussed Chazaka with you on previous occasions. Chazaka is, if there is a situation, and the situation hasn't, and we want to know whether the situation has changed or it hasn't changed. If we don't know whether it's changed or it hasn't changed, and we know that this was the situation, then we say, we don't know, we assume that it hasn't changed. You follow? Then we assume that it hasn't changed. For example, when the woman is born, when this girl was born, was she born permitted to a Kohen or prohibited to a Kohen? Permitted to a Kohen. Now we don't know. Is she permitted or is she not permitted? Was it tachto or was it matter? Now it's a doubt. So let us say that in the sense, she was born permitted to a Kohen. Now we don't know whether that status has changed or that hasn't changed, so we assume that it hasn't changed. Got the idea?
It's the persistent factor.
That is a chazoko. That is a chazoko. A shochei prepares his knife. And his knife is absolutely flawless. And he shifts an animal. Let me give you another example. Alright, let's finish with that. And he shechts an animal. And he shechts, let's say he shechts a bird. And he's careful, he plucks the feathers off from the face where the color, the knife is going to go in. And he makes the chituch. And then he examines the knife afterwards and he finds that it's got a disease or it's got a flaw. So the question is, did it happen before it cut through the windpipe and the windpipe, the cornea and the vasicus, or did it happen after it cut through? If it has a flaw, it happened before, then the animal is very straight. If afterwards it's kosher. So I assume, since it was, the knife was alright when it started, then I've got to assume that when it cut, it cut through, it was still alright. And if a change came, the change came as late as possible. Please don't ever paskin on your own with Fadokas. Because there are all other times you've got to know how you paskin, and you don't play about with these things. Arsenic is used as a medicine. Don't you go prescribe arsenic as a medicine.
it's playing with poison here, you see. You've got to know a lot about it. You can't just go do a thing like that. So don't go and bust him on Chazokas. You've got to know a lot about it before you can bust him on Chazokas. Just one moment, just let me finish this piece. So there you've got a case. Now, I'll give you a case in reverse. I'm speaking about Chazokas, that you've got to know how Chazokas work. I see a shilchei, he is skinned as animals, skinned as other animals. But he hasn't passed it. And now I come to this animal, and I want to take this animal and regard it as kosher food. But I'm not sure whether it's kosher or not. Whether it's been killed, slaughtered correctly or not. The animal was it born, permitted to me or not permitted? The animal said, I can't just go and pluck off a leg of the animal and eat it.
Even in a pie.
And even in a pie. So an animal has got a halacha of even in a pie. So yes, that is. The conscience of the animal doesn't go off. But is the animal permitted to be eaten up? It's even in a pie. So the question is, has the Chazoka of Eved Erechai been removed or not? So if I don't know whether it's been removed or not, what must I assume?
That it hasn't.
That it hasn't been removed. As long as we know that. That is Chazoka. So Tosfos asks the question, yes, if our Aishas Kohen by the wife of a Kohen, when this girl was born, was she born Kasher to a Kohen or not? She was born Kasher to a Kohen. Now I don't know whether that kashrus has been removed or it hasn't been removed. I must assume that it is remained kashrus. If I've got a doubt, I work on Chazoka. And since I work on Chazoka, but now there's a topic, I said, yes, I'm going to say that it happened last episode. It happened before marriage. And therefore she should be permitted to a Kohen, even where there's one topic. Because we've got a Sofek and we've got a Chazoka. So Tosfos is, you tell me what the question of Tosfos is. I'll do it inside and then you tell me, we'll just have to finish this video. Ask Tosfos the Intoma. The Mishnah asks Kosochi Kachera Likahuno. Let us put this Aishas Kohen on the Chazoka that she is permitted to a Kohen. The name, and let us say the love tachtov seems so, that she had an association with a man before marriage, before the kiddushin, and therefore she should be permitted to him. Michael, do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
So the chazoko helps us make it. Mm-hmm. The Yeshlomer answers Tosfos, the other rabbi. But there is a chazoka the other way. It's not the name the hashto nivelo the ukmo acheskes aguf shei besulo. How was she born? Was she born a besulo or a beulo? Besulo. So if she was born a besulo, and now her status has changed, so I'm going to say that it took place as recently as possible. Haven't I? If there is a change, I've got to say, well, the change must have taken place as late as possible, that as recently as possible. Is that taktov or not taktov? That's taktov. So I've got one chazoka that tells me it's not taktov, and another chazoka that tells me it's not taktov. So the two chazokas cancel one another out, so I'm left with a topic. One topic is prohibitive. That is the test. That's the Tosfos, you see? Now, do you understand the Tosfos?
But you will get that. It wasn't the one that occurs. It is possible.
Maybe
it's the same thing.
It's
the same thing with the knife.
What years old? It's a bit strange. see don't think in terms of California. Then take a showcase, takes a knife and works on it and gets it absolutely flawless. So that knife has got a chazok, it's got a chesed kashi, right? And he shechts the tzav. After he shechts the tzav, it's found that there's a slight difference. Did it happen before or did it happen after? Now I'm going to explain it still first. Did it get at the gimel because it cut through the skin, and the skin is a little bit harder, and that's where it's got its gimel? Therefore, the fowl is straight. It got at the gimel before it cut.
The difference between the way in and the way out?
The corner and the mochi, just a minute. Or do we say no? It could have touched the mafrekis. And the mafrekis is the spiral, the bird. And that now just touched it, and that now got to be there. And if it touched the mafrekis, it's without kosher or straight. Because it's already gone through the two, the big part of the food part, the quality of the base has already gone through it there. So, which is it? So, if the knife has got a chestis kasher, so if it was absolutely alright. Now it's not over. So if any change came into it, the change, I think, must have come as late as possible. If it's as late as possible, when would the change have been? What must I say? What happened to this night? It's on the spot, the buffet. Now.
That's very nice. You said what?
Buffet is.
I know.
It's fine.
I know.
Therefore, it's kosher. Of course, there is a chazoka there is a chazoka against that chazoka also, because the bird had a chazoka of Eva Milachai. You're not allowed to eat it. Now, has it been removed or hasn't it been removed? I've got to say, I've got to assume that it wasn't removed. I'm just telling you that don't work on chazokas.
Every chazaka needs to have its double-edged sword.
Every knife involved with chazaka needs to be double-edged.
That's not always. Not always. Not always. Now, yeah, Tosfos, I'll just if we get this, let me explain the Tosfos again, let me see if you've got a question or not. We are speaking of, Tosfos is speaking about Etches Kodesh. So we said that only one topic. Did the Biyog take place before Kiddushin or after Kiddushin? And therefore she is prohibited to her husband because it's only one sofek. One sofek is prohibited. Ask says first, but when she was born, was she permitted or was she prohibited? She was permitted, so she had a cheskes kashrus. If she had a cheskes kashrus, and we say now, was the Cheskes Kashrus removed or not removed? And we don't know. What must we assume?
Not removed.
That it was not removed. So then let us say that the Biyog took place before marriage and we've got the Cheskes Kashrus. So she should be permitted. Arthur tells her, yes.
Well, if that took place before marriage, is she still permitted to
a Kohen? Even if she's been happy to marry her. Right. Is there any difficulty till there? Philip, no difficulty till there. That is clear. David, that is clear. answer Tesfus's promise, he said, yes, it's Tesfus. But against that Chazoka of Kachus, there is another Chazoka. Was she born as a Sulu or was she born as a Ulu? She was born as the Sulu. That's the way she was born. Now you say she is a Bukuro. I don't know when she became a Bukuro. But it's certain that she is a Bukuro. If I had a doubt whether she's a Basulo or Bukuro, what do I do? She's a Basulo. But she's got a sister Basulo. But now that I know she is a Bukuro, when did this take place? What must I assume? When did she become a Bukuro?
As
recently as possible. As recently as possible. Is that Taktov or Love
Taktov?
Is Love Taktov. So, the one... Is Taktov. So, the one Chazoka cancels out the other Chazoka. So, what do we remain with?
Sophic.
Sophic is not pretty. That works. Have you got David? Do you understand now?
Oh, that's the whole argument. I just didn't understand why the second was like this. The most reason. No, not that it can't.
Why?
In other words, why?
Do you understand why?
The analogy with the knife doesn't quite.
You understand? I've got to say that.
I understand the whole chain of argument, like, you know, there's no problem with that.
Yes.
It's just the. Accepting the second Chazaka.
To
say that is the most that you have to assume that she lost, that she became a Bula as recently as possible.
And then I've got to assume that. If she's got a Chazaka, if there's any change, I've got to assume that the change came as recently as possible. I mean, that's the same. If Madame Curie is working with.
The trouble is that it seems that it wouldn't have been as recently as possible in the sense that she had had a change in state of becoming going to the Kedushin.
Is that it? The Kedushin makes no difference.
But you're giving her the benefit of the doubt in a sense.
She doesn't have a real with the Kedushin.
No. What I'm saying is that we're using this to cancel the first Chazaka.
Which means there are two Chazokas, one against the other.
Yes.
I see what Dr. question is, and that is only the one statement that a premise that we should accept is that the change of status to the Ula happened as recently as possible. I can that logic, just that one step.
Yes.
Is what
the only problem?
Is the only problem right. With you as well?
Is that a problem with you?
In other words, the whole argument is quite clear. And, it was the premise. This is the premise that we're talking about.
I recall you brought up once an example of a chazaka with that miyum that with respect to the volume of water. In a mikveh
all
the time, and then you assume that the evaporation took place after the young lady in question had used the mikveh, since we're not equipped with the recording evaporometer in the.
But here it's exactly
analogous. You assume that because you knew that at one time the mikveh had contained the arba'im sa'ah. That you assume that the evaporation took place to the 37 and a half after it had been used.
You
are asking me another question, and I know what's worrying you, but you don't know what's worrying you. You think you know what Dr. Medved is worrying you.
I don't.
I'll tell you what's worrying you. You are thinking through. You are thinking California thinking. You are thinking, but the fact is that she's not a hair. The fact is that she became a Ula long ago. That's what you are thinking. That's what's worrying you. You know that she's a Ula. What's your reason there? Is a Basula today? Of course you know she's a Basula. That's what's worrying you. That's a different question. That's a question of Rome. But the majority are not, so you've got a majority. I'm not ready for that yet. I'll deal with the majority, but that's what's worrying the two of you.
It's part of the thinking here that even if you deal with this, if you deal with this mathematically, you break down the time involved.
Yes.
The time involved in various units. That the Chazaka applies very strongly and rules out the first chunk of time, and applies it rules out the second chunk of time. And yet we happen to know the fact that she is not, in fact, a Betula. So that going through, dividing this, chopping this down into little chunks of time,
yes.
Two
chunks of time, before and after Kedushin. To me, it seems most unlikely.
But the bigger chunk of time is
come
before
after
Kedushin.
I don't say most, at least unlikely.
Why more than the other? No, but the bigger chunk of time is before Kedushin,
right.
You see.
So that's even less, even more problem. Difference.
What worries you comes up in the next test. You want to ask me a question?
No, it's
it's going to come up again. So
But then my question is, I don't understand the working of the second
term. Kazoka, was she born a Vesulo or a
Vesulo?
She's
born a
Vesulo. Now, what is she?
She's a
Vesulo. So a change has taken place in her physical state.
Right.
When did that change take place? What was I assuming? When did that change?
That it took place most recently.
So if it took place most recently, was that Tachto or Rav Tachto?
Tachto. I don't understand why that's termed the second Chazaka.
It's not the same. David, do you want to say anything?
What you really have here is the first Chazaka that we're talking about that says it's a Tachto, right?
Yes.
That Chazaka really doesn't proceed from the assumption that she is in fact a Ba'ula. It leaves that as a more of an open question.
We've got no doubt that she is a Ba'ula.
An either Chazaka.
Yes, but the only thing is did she become a Ba'ula before or not? So the first Chazaka says that she was born kosher.
Right.
So what is wrong? So we want to know. We don't know whether her status has changed. We don't know. So we've got to assume that it hasn't changed. But she's a Ba'ula. Say that it was Tachto. Say that it was La Tachto.
But you see, that's the problem. Is in other words, I can see that using the analogy of the two Chazakas seem to be using completely different logic. Completely different logic, because the problem we have with the knife, that can be connected. You can understand why that would be like the second Chazaka. But the point that I was trying to make is with that first Chazaka, we say that she's it's Tachtov simply to get a result. In other words, that's why we put it over in that direction. There's no logical reason to say it in the first
Chazaka. Tachtov.
Yes. It's before the Kedushin. We say that simply based upon wanting to get a certain result. It's not based upon
so you get a negative
result. No, it's not that we're going to get a certain point. I've got to realize what is the likelihood. I'm working on a certain principle.
Yes.
The principle is that if this was how it all began, let us say a person has been a very good person, he's been honest all his life. Now he's up in court and he's found guilty. And he's a person who commits fraud, what you call him?
Fraud.
Well, anyway, now it's been established he's dishonest.
Yeah.
How come now he's dishonest? I said, just a minute. It's a dishonest man. But 2 years ago I did a big business deal with him. Does that mean to say that he fooled me? So it means that he fooled me, yeah. He's deceived me. What do I say?
He just heard.
What to say? What a reasonable person. What will a court say to me?
That it's just a reason to do
it. If now he's become a dishonest man, I've got to say it happened now.
But that's just like the second chazaka.
No, it's the first chazaka.
Because if you say it's a recent development,
it's a chizkas kashrus. He's got a chizkas kashrus. He's got a chazaka of an honest man. All his life he was honest. Now he's been disproved that he's dishonest. So we say, when did he become dishonest? So as recently as possible.
I think I can really my point now, and I think this is really close to what's bothering everybody, is that the point is that in that first instance, the one you've described, what we're concerned about is the overall honesty, reputation, decency of the woman. Then
yes.
The second one, we're concerned exclusively about timing. They are proceeding from completely different
that's
directions.
That's right, yes, because that's a chazaka. So they are different types of chazaka. Let me do one more thing. I want you to explain a word to me. It says other rabba. This was put in the word other rabba. I want to know what the meaning of the word other rabba is.
On the contrary.
So what does it mean? Then it says the yesh other rabba and islam the name of the hash. Why? If the Tosfos could have led him and said the yesh lomar islam the name of the hash and the ukma leave out the word other rabba.
That's the operative word.
Why? Why is it the operative word other rabba?
That's what the story is now.
No, because it's saying that the house of cards has a clan here because they're contradictory.
The house of cards could have been without the word other rabba. Every word in Tosfos is important. When he says other rabba, he says on the contrary is other rabba.
Yes.
On the contrary means that chazaka number 2 is stronger than chazaka number 1. That's what he's saying. So it's more than that. It's even stronger than the first chazaka. It's not so strong as the other. So why is it stronger? Because it's a cheskes aguf, it's a physical state. A physical state of a chazaka is stronger. She was born at the Surah. So if there's a change, the change is as late as possible. A cheskes aguf, a physical chazaka, that's what Tosfos is saying. A physical chazaka. You don't have to remember all this that I tell you. I'm just breaking ground here. This is a difficult sugya. But it's a sugya that is so built up so logically, point by point. Rashi, the Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. It's built up so logically that you just can't go wrong. But now you are being introduced to Sotik, you've got a bit, Sfekspeka, I gave you the machlokas of the Rambam, and the Rajmor last week in Sfekspeko, you've got Shav Yorei Hatichot Yisuro,
you've got now the different types of chazaka that we deal with. Next week in Yiras Hashem, we've got to deal with the subject of rest. And that's what's worrying you. You say, what's the good of rest? What's helping out of the chazakas? If a girl comes to me, and I've got to write a kasuba, is she a besuno, is she a beuno? She's got a cheskes besuno. Fine, my son. She's got a cheskes besuno. What are the majority of girls in California? What are they? Besunas or beunas? That's what's worrying you. It doesn't worry me. I think from the point of view of the Gemara, I don't think from California. So what is it? So you've got a relful of beunas. And you've got a chazoka that she's a besuno. Now you've got a rub against the chazoka. What? Then we've got to discuss which is better, which is stronger. You follow what I mean? That's why I think, don't you ever postulate with chazokas. This is too dangerous. Because you've got dozens of chazokas. And when you, in some, you've got to use all your chazokas. You've got the question of Rav, you've got the question of Ruba, you've got different types of Rav, you've got Ruba de Minkara. The different types of Ruba. So you've got to be very, very careful. And then when they start joining together, and do they become compounds, or then they become compounds when they join together? All these things, in Psak you've got to be careful. But we are not doing Psak, we are doing Aloha. Much easier. There you use nothing. You can deal with one thing at a time. Such you can't. But deal with everything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.